Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Welcome to Ethnically Ambiguous, a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hello! Wow!
Hi, Shireen!
Hi, Anna. Wow, what a random episode we have for you today. It starts off strange. Again, as you can tell, it's just the two of us. Again, your favorite kind of episodes, I know.
Just the two of us.
Yeah, we jump around a lot. It starts kind of very casual and strange, and we end up talking about really deep things, really personal things. So I hope you guys enjoy and like this episode. Should I go into more detail? It's so vague.
No, that's perfect. I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't know. Okay, bye. Enjoy.
Listen.
Who are we? Where do we come from? Who do we become? What is it to be? What to be is it? Where are we? Who are my parents? Where are my pets? Why were we born? We are Ethnically Ambiguous.
Hi.
How are you? What's going on?
Hi.
Is this official? Have we started?
Yeah, this is the start. The highs. Hi. Also, speaking of that, I just saw Red Rocket yesterday. If people have seen it, they know why I'm saying that. Because it's basically like, I've never seen a more amazing use of a single song. And it's the NSYNC song, Bye Bye Bye, in a movie. It's an incredible, like, they use it. It's like the theme of the entire movie.
Wait,
I can't believe they did that. Red Rocket. It's Sean Baker's new film. He did Tangerine and The Florida Project, which I really loved. And yeah, his most recent film that I saw yesterday, I liked it. There's some stuff that's like iffy, but I think it's supposed to be like, it's supposed
to be. Oh, this
is like
the Simon Rex one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. He's an amazing actor. Very despicable to watch, but because he does his job well. But the, yeah, that maybe that's why that song was in my head. But anyways, I was a Backstreet Boys person mostly. But both of them were fine. Both NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. But my sisters and I won't deny, leaned to BSB. That Millennium album was in our boombox at all times.
I was either or. I was happy with both.
I wasn't like anti NSYNC, but we just like listened to Backstreet Boys more. I think we really liked AJ. I really liked AJ.
You like the messy one.
And I think from the NSYNC people, I didn't even know. I think I only liked Lance from NSYNC, and obviously because he's turns out to be gay. You know what I mean? It's just classic.
Just classic of him to be gay.
Classic of me to be like, that's my favorite, and it's the gay one.
I personally love
like.
I love that he's gay. What a weird fetishization.
I mean, he's one of the main examples of like a boy band person that still like actively worked to have a career outside of boy band, like being a singer. You know what I mean? Like, Justin Timberlake and Harry Styles, they're examples of like people that were able to offshoot, and Beyonce, like they have, they're the stars of the group and they became the stars of their lives or whatever solo. But Lance is a good example of people that were just like, I just want to keep being in entertainment and here I am doing it.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
You know, shout out Lance. He does our Bachelor podcast all the time. Very kind man.
Yeah, I've heard he's very nice and like...
Shout out Lance Bass. Recently had 2 kids, twin girl and a twin boy.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
Congrats, Lance. Cuties. Not that I've ever met with him, but congrats.
Hot artist husband, Michael.
I want a hot artist someone. But you know what? I'll be the hot artist someone. Hot artist someone. It's like that Cher video that I love where she's like, my mom was like, why don't you marry a rich man? And Cher's like... Mom, I am a rich man. And I was like, word. That's who I want to be.
Wait, who said this? Cher?
Yeah, Cher has this like iconic old video that goes around every couple months where she's being interviewed by someone. And that's like what she says. It's like, people always ask me, or even like, I don't know if it's people always ask me or my mom always asks me, like, why don't I just marry a rich man? And she's like, she's baby, I am a rich man. And the way she says it is so fucking iconic. I love her.
That's great.
Yeah, she's the best.
Cher.
I have a soft spot for Cher. My uncle really loved her when I was growing up, and so she was always playing. Yeah.
You know Cher, one of the early users of the autotune?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that makes... Yeah, sure. Before I knew what autotune was, because I was like, why does she sound like that? You know what I mean? But that's a good point. Early adapter or adopter of autotune. And then Kanye made it an entirely different thing. Kanye took it too far.
Well, I believe the person who gets the most heat for it is T-Pain.
Yeah, he does get heat for it, for sure.
But he doesn't deserve it, because I thought he was being innovative.
And he has a great voice. Have you heard his voice, like just regular singing?
Yeah, I've seen that tiny disc.
It's impressive. You know what I mean?
I watched that, like, I forget what the doc series is called. It's like on like pop stuff. Pop culture, and there's an episode on T-Pain and just autotune in general, and he talks about the whole history of how he discovered and found autotune, and then like Usher told him that he'd ruined music and it put him in like a really deep depression for years, and it's like,
oh
really
my god,
fucked up. And the reality is like, oh yeah, it's called This Is Pop on Netflix, and yeah, it's fucked up and it's unnecessary, because all he did was just like do something experimental. And he can't help that all of a sudden everyone was like, oh, wait, yeah, I should do that, too, because I can't sing. And it's like they put all the blame on T-Pain. But guess what? T-Pain can sing, and he was being innovative, and people are assholes. And Usher, I used to love you, but you can go fuck yourself.
What a terrible thing to say to someone.
Really? It's so terrible. It's unnecessary.
Should I watch This Is Pop?
Yeah, it's a bunch of episodes. It's like a whole series. Like each episode's a different topic about pop.
There's so many things to watch. There are so many things to watch. It overwhelms me. Like, I never saw Tiger King.
I do recommend that autotune episode.
Okay. Yeah. There are some things that it's too late to watch. You know what I mean? Like, Tiger King, I can't watch it now. The discourse is over. I don't actually care. You know what I mean? Like, I'll just miss that part of life zeitgeist. You know, it's fine. Also, I heard Animal Wise, it might be hard for me to watch because I'm a fucking baby. Anyways, as if you haven't been able to tell yet, audience listener, this is another solo episode. We mean just me and Anna, the two of us. Just the two of us. That's going to happen every time.
By solo, we meant we had a guest who did not show up.
Yeah, but I guess I wanted to say that I feel like... Just a heads up, I feel like we're going to have a lot more solo episodes in the future. And I hope you guys like that, because we have fun doing them. It seems like you guys like them as well. So thanks for being up for this, just how many times this podcast has changed. But yeah, we're going to have a lot more. And I would love for you guys to like tweet at us if you have episode ideas. Like, we can do a Q&A. I think a Q&A would be fun. Do you think a Q&A would be fun?
With us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So submit some Qs and we can do some A's. You can tweet at us. Tweet at Ethnically Amp. AMB.
Or DM us or whatever, however you contact us. I will say, this is a problem we've had in the past where a lot of people expect us to explain stuff. that you can easily Google. Just do that.
Wait, what happened? Are you talking about the thing I brought up earlier, or is this something?
Yeah, but that's happened to me as well many times, where people be like, hey, can you send me an article on this? And I'm like, why can't you just Google it? Just Google it.
Yeah. No, it's definitely happened one too many times.
You guys can just, truly, there's so many resources. Like, I feel like this is a problem that was kind of addressed, I think, early mid-2020, when we were really having a, you know, awakening with race in this country, where it's like, stop expecting people of color to do the work for you. Like, if you want to learn more about something, you need to do the work yourself. Like, you can't expect us to continuously send things for you to, like, research. Like, just, it's not hard. Just go on the internet. Guys, it's so easy to find information and learn. I know you guys are like, well, what's a reputable source? Then Google, what is a reputable source? There's so much information out there. Just try yourselves to figure it out. And I know we might be accessible, but we're not just sitting around waiting for someone to be like, teach me about something, because that's not what our lives are like.
But it's also like, with any group, no one should be expected to do more emotional labor on something that is hard for them, or even if it's not. It's just like, not, it's not anyone's responsibility to teach you about anything. You know what I mean? It's, you can't use someone as like a research project, or I don't know where I'm getting at, but like, I don't think people that are privileged, usually it comes from a place of privilege, realize that it is exhausting to do that emotional labor for someone else. It's like, it's not my problem that you don't have a big circle. You know what I mean? Like, do your own effort to expand it or something, for example. But yeah, I also, when I was talking about the cues, I remembered. So yeah, please send us your questions. But we haven't read reviews in a while either. So you can still write us reviews. 5 stars, no less. I think I have one that we haven't read. Should I read it?
Sure.
Okay. I'm pretty sure we haven't read it because it's from November 2021. And I don't think we read reviews since then. Or I guess there's two since in November. Okay, I'll read the two from November. Actually, no, I'm not going to read that one. That one's mean. I'll read the one of them from.
There's one that's rude, and you're like, "Go fuck yourself." You're actually Dole for leaving that fucking review. Hey, you suck dick, bitch.
Wow, this one's mean.
Yeah, people suck.
Okay, please go leave a nice review if you're listening to this to make me feel better. Cause
go torture that person who left a review.
Okay, this one's really mean.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I want to tell you what it is, but it hurts my feelings.
No, I saw that one the other day by accident when I was scrolling down to grab a link to promote the show. And I was like, oh, okay, how about this? Go fuck yourself. You're the loser for even leaving this review. That's right. We're coming for you. This is the messiest episode.
And also, I mean, this is a very messy kind of bad example to be like, actually, we're this, because maybe they're right. But I don't know.
They're not right. They're not right at all. They're trash bag. That's what they are. They trash bag. And that's that.
Okay, well, fuck them. I'm going to read this nice one. And the title of the review is Y'all Are the Best. They said, and their handle is Aptcation. Just finished the fourth wall episode and gotta say, I love y'all. Oh, I love it when it's just the, wait, sorry. I didn't know. I can't speak. Just finished the fourth wall episode and gotta say, I love it when it's just the two of y'all. Wow. Look at that. This was not planned. Not to say that the other episodes aren't fantastic, but it is so fun to listen to you both and just hear your friendship shine through. John Wick Candle classic. So that's
forgot,
very nice.
Forgot all about that.
I forgot, me too. What are they talking about? I don't know. That's very nice though.
We don't know. However, do you mean? Did we make that joke on the show?
But I mean, that's all the validation I need to keep talking to just you.
So let's have more people leave reviews like that and not like the mean reviews, which, you know what? I've decided all mean reviews are wrong and all good reviews are right.
Yeah, exactly. Objectively a fact.
If I ran a totalitarian government, I would, if you left a bad review anywhere on any show, I would find you.
Yeah.
And you would be held.
Part of the government, you know?
In solitary confinement. Yeah, that's right.
This is such a thrilling conversation. So let's take a little break. We'll be right back.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that Healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
And we're macaroni.
Macaroni is yummy.
Do you like macaroni?
I love macaroni.
Really so bad at making conversation, just pivoting off dumb shit I just said. I take it back.
I do.
But how do you eat it? Because you're vegan.
I mean, macaroni is just macaroni. Macaroni, when you say it, for me, it's just pasta.
Okay, but do you like macaroni and cheese?
I love, we, growing up, this is so funny because my mom just had a group text with us being like, we just talked about mac and cheese for 5 minutes, but we grew up eating a lot of mac and cheese. And I really love mac and cheese still. Obviously, I don't eat dairy anymore. Well, not obviously, it's not like you know everything about me. I don't eat dairy anymore because I'm vegan. But there's some good ones.
How vegan are you?
There are some good boxed ones that I will indulge in. Like Annie's makes a pretty decent one.
Yeah, Annie's is good.
There are fancier ones too, but I've made one myself before. I was like really inventive in 2020 when I was by myself. I don't know what happened. I don't really, I'm just not as active anymore. But I did this homemade sauce out of butternut squash.
Ooh.
And a bunch of nutritional yeast and like I think a bunch of cashews. And, like, I made, like, a cheesy sauce. Like, it wasn't, like, I wouldn't call it cheese.
Yummy.
But it's a cheesy sauce.
It sounds so yummy.
And I made that, like, bonza chickpea pasta with it. So, it was yummy.
This all sounds so yummy.
Actually, no, that's not true. I don't use bonza because chickpeas give me gas sometimes. I use lentil pasta, usually, if I want some protein.
Have you ever had hard a palm?
I have.
Pretty
I
good.
Have. You mean, like, the in general or the pasta version?
The pasta.
I haven't had the pasta version. I've been curious about it, though. Is it good?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
It's good?
Good replacement. Which, speaking of, I really got to go to Costco.
Oh, my God.
What?
I got to go to Costco, too. Costco's a beautiful, magical place.
I think I might go after this. What if I'm sorry. I apologize.
I love that laugh.
I have to go to Costco.
Yeah. It's such a crazy...
You know what's funny?
Sorry, I don't want to use crazy. It's such a maniacal laugh.
How dare you? My dad goes to Costco like every day.
My mom goes to Costco. Your dad, I've already said this before, but your dad is very similar to my mom. She goes to Costco. Every time I call her, she's at Costco. Every time.
My dad is always like, yeah, so this morning I woke up, I had breakfast, I went to Costco, then I came home and I gardened a little, then I went to the gym, and then I went back to Costco.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I'm like, why are you always at Costco? And my mom even goes like, well, so your dad, he's at Costco. You know, he went to Costco today. I'm like, the guy lives at Costco.
Yeah. My mom knows every new product. She knows everything about Costco. She's there genuinely every time I call her. And if not, she's going there or coming back from there. And she's like talking to me in her car.
Shereen, yeah. I think we should go to Costco after this.
I think we should. Costco field trip.
There is a few things I need from Costco. Like, I do need some heart of pump pasta from Costco. Mm-hmm. I do need... There is something else. I can't remember.
They have really good organic peanut butter. I genuinely think it's an amazing taste. And it's salted. It's organic. It's all the good things.
This is Costco you're talking about.
Yeah. They have good... It comes in a two-pack. They also have good nuts in general. Like, just the mixed nuts is like it's a staple in my family's household.
Right.
But I also found these dry roasted peanuts they had last time.
Dry roasted?
Yeah.
At Costco.
Yes. They're very good.
God, if we don't get this goddamn advertisement, I swear to God.
Are you trying to get a sponsor? I would die if they sponsored us.
They're like, she said Costco a minimum of 44 times a minute. I mean, how could we not? I also have something in my eye. But if I probably went to Costco, there's something wouldn't be in my eye.
Yeah.
I do love Costco. It's nonsense.
It's nonsense.
You never need...
I don't know how it's real. How is it a real thing?
I just remember what I needed from Costco. I'm going to need to start making a grocery list.
Something that I started doing recently from Costco...
You say Costco?
They have these... They have these, like, giant bags of, like, salad mix versus just, like, leafy greens. I used to do the leafy greens ones, but, like, I realized I just, like, didn't use them all in time. Like, I don't make enough smoothies. I don't make enough salad. Ooh. So they have a pre-made one with, like... It's, like, chopped with the Brussels sprouts and broccoli and, like, all this stuff that's really good.
Yeah.
And what I've been doing recently is just, like, making, like, a third of it or half of it, like, putting it in a bowl, putting, like, a dressing that I like on it. Because the dressing that they have is, like, a poppy seed dressing. I'm not, like, the biggest fan of. But it's, like, cheap enough to just buy it as, like, this big bag. And I just, like, mix it up with, like, lemon and olive oil and apple cider vinegar or anything I fucking want. Salt and pepper, and like I just have it in my fridge, so like every night I can just like take a portion out, and at least I get my greens in. You know, I don't know, this is the most boring thing, but I'm really proud of myself.
No,
doing
that's
that.
A Costco classic. That's a Costco
yeah.
classic.
Yeah, I'm trying to be healthy, you know.
Yeah, well, you're doing the right thing. Shopping at Costco. This is the Costco segment of the episode.
Yeah, I love Costco. We are Costco.
I did make a bit of a little list of, you can't see it because it's underage, so I blurred out. But I love the Zoom blur feature. It's just not it. I'm going to need some egg cups. I'm going to need some coffee. I'm going to need some heart of pom pasta. I need some bread. I do need some fruit from Costco. Ooh. So I am making a grocery list as we speak.
They have decent fruit. You know? Also, I get my bread at Costco, too. Recently, this was a recent find that I found that I really appreciate.
Pack?
The what pack?
A 45 bread pack.
What's a 45 bread pack?
I'm just joking, because everything comes in bulk, like the 45.
Oh.
45 packs of bread for the price of two?
No, they do come in the double. Everything comes in the double loaf.
Yeah, which is why I love it, because I freeze it, and then I'm ready to go.
Me too! Me too. And recently I found this vegan gluten-free bread that they have from this brand called Be Free, which I just recently like found on my, like, I don't know how long it's actually been around, but I just recently found it for myself. Uh-huh. And it's really good. And I appreciate it because I get a tummy ache from gluten sometimes. So I appreciate a good vegan gluten-free bread. And it's actually really good. I make toast all the time.
You might be gluten-free.
I might, what?
You might, if you get stomach ache from gluten, you might be gluten free.
Oh yeah, no. My endocrinologist told me to stay away from gluten because it inflames your joints. And as someone that has literal osteoporosis,
jeez Louise,
I need to stay away from gluten. Yeah, it also just makes my tummy hurt. So,
wow.
Yeah. It's a long story for another time. Maybe it's too dark for right now. But basically, long story short. Maybe I've talked about it before, but maybe I should talk about it later too, because I think it's important. But because of a bad eating disorder that I had since I was a teenager up until college, I ended up breaking my arm or my elbow from just like falling over when I was 22. Mm-hmm. And that's how I found out I had osteoporosis, because I did like a bone density scan and my bone density was equivalent to that of like an old lady.
Oh my God.
So yeah, that's why I'm kind of bummed, because there's so many things I want to do. Like I want to rock climb more. I want to like snowboard again. I want to try, I would love to know how to skateboard, but those are things that like I get nervous by because my bones are fucking brittle and I shouldn't do that.
What about tennis?
Tennis is fine. Yeah, tennis is good. I have to just, like, watch out for, like, my joints hurting. But it's sad because you can never build back or get back bone density. You just have to stabilize it. So,
how? What about calcium?
Calcium will help you stabilize it, but you can't build back bones.
What?
Because that's like, I take like double the dose of calcium every day when I remember.
That seems like you should be able to build back bone.
But no, you can't. You can't.
Well, I don't agree with that. Emotionally, physically, I don't agree with that. That seems like as if science has not progressed this far that we can't even build back bone.
Yeah, it's kind of a bummer.
What is that thing? Sorry to interrupt, but just a quick aside.
No, okay.
That remember that whole like, it's not a rumor. I don't know. Like the whole like, it's not a bit either, but like that whole concept of like, there was like a theory that if you like chopped your legs off and then separated them and then just waited forever, they would grow back together and you'd be taller.
I've never heard of this.
Okay,
what?
Never mind. No, I don't know what I'm talking about. No.
Sounds...
Cut to commercial. Is that crazy? That's not a real thing. Where did that come from?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so I guess you can't grow back bone.
Made up. No. You can't.
Damn.
We're not lizards. I wish, though.
This
that
is the
cool.
only time that being, like, a lizard person would have actually, like, worked out.
Yeah. Yeah, that would have been cool. Especially because, like, I mean, the human body just fascinates me in general when you get, like, a cut. And, like, seeing it heal over time is always, like, such a trip to me, like, how our body can do that. But, no, not with bone.
You know what? That's interesting because I've been taking like a lot of supplements every single day. Sometimes I vomit because I don't eat while I do it. Pretty bad. I always recommend eating. Okay, look, sometimes I plan very poorly. I wait just a little too long and then take all my supplements at once. There's like minimum 8 I take pills. So I fucked up a few times and actually made myself sick. But I've actually have a system now.
Okay.
So I haven't vomited. But I take iron every day, right? That's one of the pills I take. And mm-hmm. I was thinking the other day, cut me. Because you don't even know what my red blood cells are up to.
Oh my God.
I am out here fucking filled with red blood cells, baby. Try it. Seriously, Shireen, try it. Try and cut me. Right now, through the Zoom, try and cut me. You couldn't even try. You know why? Because my red blood cells are already stopping you. I'm already healed.
Yeah,
just the thought, I've already healed. Because of how much iron I take every day.
Wow. I mean, that's
the
impressive.
Idea of it just really makes me laugh.
Yeah. The calcium supplement I take has zinc and magnesium in it, which I appreciate already from Costco, obviously. I also take turmeric that I get from Costco. Those are the two main ones I try to get every day is turmeric and...
Yeah, I do turmeric.
The calcium one with the zinc and magnesium.
Nice. I do magnesium and zinc separately. Yeah. And iron.
Oh, nice.
So just so you know, nice. My poops are incredibly regulated right now in my life.
Yeah, it helps.
And they all look. Now, this is a part you might want to skip ahead if you're grossed out by anything I'm about to say. So skip ahead 45 minutes. Just joking. But I'm about to talk 45 minutes about poop. But my magnesium pills are these long, thin, brown pills, right?
Mm-hmm.
My poops are starting to look like them.
I guess that's a good thing. That sounds regular and healthy.
But I feel pretty regulated. But they're like, my poops are all now really dark brown and long.
Interesting.
All right, come back in. But is that not a part of that? Or have I really, do I live in like a world where you can chop your legs off and grow them back and be taller?
Well, I mean, not to... hate to break it to you, but like a lot of the supplements you take, you pee them out. You know what I mean? So it's good to just be safe than sorry.
Yeah, that's why your pee turns so yellow when you take pee.
Yeah, exactly. So I try not to overdo it. I used to take a lot, but I'm trying to figure out exactly like what my body needs. It needs a lot, obviously, from the osteoporosis. But just to, I want to revisit that just for a moment, just because... So yeah, so I got diagnosed with that and basically early menopause because...
Did your period stop?
My period stopped. Like right now, I think I'm having a hot flash, for example. It's very terrible going through early menopause.
Wait, so you officially are in early menopause?
Yeah. Like, and it's been that way for a while. But yeah, sometimes I'll still get hot flashes. But my point is, something that I want to... emphasize about eating disorders in general. Like, one, I think the vast majority, if not everybody, has issues with food. You know what I mean? In this society that we live in, I just think, like, it's hard to not have issues at some point in your life with your body or with food. And for me, it came from like this immense desire to control my life because when I was a preteen, I felt like I didn't have any control. And there was like one thing I wanted to control. And like, this is dark, but like fasting for Ramadan made me really good at not eating. So yeah, whatever it stems from, that's fine. But I also think like it's a constant thing. Like you're never really cured. I think you just have to really hold yourself accountable and like make sure you're taking care of yourself in the most good way. And I think that's...
It's like they say, an addict is always an addict.
Yeah, I think it's the same logic. I also don't think there's like... Mm-hmm. I don't like when people ask me like what kind I had because I think that's like very stupid. Unless it's like a very clear issue that you know you have. They're all the... They all blur together.
Signature brand eating disorder.
You know? They all blur together. They're all about dysmorphic thoughts and issue like control issues. But
Kirkland Signature. That's the kind you had. That's what you should start saying. Actually, it was Kirkland Signature brand.
For what?
For your eating disorder. Just to fuck. If people ask to fuck with them, say it was Kirkland Signature.
Oh, right.
It was actually the Kirkland Signature, you motherfucker.
Yeah, there's no like distinct... But I think I feel that way about a lot of things, like with sexuality or like anything. Everything is more blurry for me. It doesn't have to be distinguished that much. But yeah, I think something that made me... Well, first, like in 2020, I had a very depressive episode that lasted months. And it's kind of still fucking me up now because I got another bone density scan in 2020. And my bone density had gotten worse versus thinking I had stabilized it. So that really... affected me because you're just thinking like, well, I did this to my own body. I'm forever changed. I will never get back what I had, etc. But I think what made me annoyed is like, I don't know if you guys have ever delved into this area of the internet, but like there are a lot of recovery pages that like are about like a before and after or what their body looked like, or like they're healthy again and they're eating. I had never seen anybody talk about like the consequences internally before. Like I'd heard of people losing their periods. I'd heard of like hair loss and I experienced all of that, when I was younger, but no one had ever talked about the long-term consequences that you will deal with for the rest of your life that fucking suck. And not that I needed someone to tell me about it. I would have really appreciated some more insight, but I think these recovery pages need to also emphasize that like, yeah, maybe you're in quote-unquote recovery. Maybe you think you've recovered. I don't think it's possible, but that's just a hot take. I just think it's something you manage. But yeah, no one talks about these consequences physically that you go through that fucking suck internally. Like right now, I'm like sweating through my clothes. I don't know. It's just, and yeah, having osteoporosis as a fucking 20-year-old is not good. Yeah. I got diagnosed with it in my early fucking 20s. Wow. And that is not
also
good.
Also, we don't talk enough about the fasting to eating disorder pipeline, if you will.
Yeah. And then like I stopped fasting when I was 19. I also just didn't believe in anything at that point, obviously. But it's triggering. It's triggering to be like, oh, I know why I'm so good at not eating. And even now, if I forget to eat or something, it's not the worst for me unless my blood sugar becomes crazy. Like, I will remember I need to eat because my body physically is like, you have to eat now. But I hate that it's like a little bit too easy for me because this feeling of hunger during Ramadan is like something you have to deal with and just like continue because of this religious reason. And respect to anybody that chooses to fast for Ramadan or for religious purposes. It's just, it gets dangerous when you already have a predisposition for something.
And you're young.
And also, I already know I have a very addictive thing.
It's tough when you're young.
Yeah, it's very tough when you're young too. And I don't think... health-wise, the majority of people should fast. Again, hot take. I'm sorry, but...
No, that's fine.
But yeah, I guess I just wanted to kind of... My point is that you're never really cured of anything, in my opinion. And the internal consequences that go on, you will have to deal with forever. Because not that I would do all the things I want to do, but I would be a lot more fearless when it comes to rock climbing or even attempting to do these things I want to do. Because I think it's like the most badass thing to be able to skateboard, to be able to do all these things. But like to get good at these things, you have to be okay with fucking falling on your ass a million times. And the last time I fucking fell hard, I broke my elbow. So
that's rough. I vaguely remember in that cast.
Yeah.
A long time
It was before
ago.
I moved to L.A.
It wasn't during college?
It was after it was when I moved back to my parents. Okay, right, so after
maybe
college.
I just saw it on social media, because I don't know why I remember you in the cast.
Yeah, it was like 6 months.
Was it a blue cast?
What?
Was it blue?
It was purple.
Purple, okay.
Yeah. No, but the 6 months that I lived at my parents' house post-college were some of the roughest months of my life. I was really hitting rock bottom. Obviously, with the everyone goes through, not everyone, but like those postgraduate, like, what the fuck am I doing with my life things? Yeah. I thought I was going to live in San Francisco, but my internship didn't turn into a job. I couldn't afford it. But yeah, so I was already mentally terrible. And then that happened. It was definitely, I remember thinking in my head that I was at rock bottom when I was sitting on a stool in my shower and my mom was washing my hair because I couldn't do it with my broken arm. And I just remember this distinct feeling. And also, my hair was falling out. It was thinning. Ugh. I felt terrible. I was very delusional back then because I was going through this really unhealthy, raw vegan, over-exercising phase, which in retrospect I know is unhealthy, but at the time I had convinced myself that I was like the epitome of health, which was not true. I was under-eating and not eating enough and exercising way too much. But my point is, I was sitting there on this fucking stool with my mom washing my hair, and I was like, yeah, this might be rock bottom for me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry to get dark and personal. I think this topic is really important to talk about honestly, and also just I don't know. It's become sensationalized sometimes on the internet, or like romanticized even. And yeah, it's not all about looking skinny or like growing up, anorexia or any kind of eating disorder was the example they would give, at least from what I was exposed to, was like these people looking at skinny models and like magazines that were influencing them. It was never like that for me. It was all about control. And I liked being able to control something for the first time in my life because my dad was pretty controlling. And I did like the effect it had on my body, but it was never about comparing myself or that stereotypical thing. It doesn't matter. Everyone's different. I think just being sensitive to things, and if you're also experiencing anything that is harmful to you, if you've had food issues or body issues before, like, you're definitely not alone. And if those recovery pages trigger you like they trigger me, that's also fine, because it's not all as rosy and cracked up to be when you finally are able to quote-unquote recover, because I'm gonna be a brittle old lady for the rest of my life. I don't know. I mean, that's my 2 cents for that. Thank you for being patient with me and letting me talk.
Yeah, of course. Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and talk some more.
This is Amy Brown from 4 Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Okay, we're back. Becca said something I think is important during the break. Can you please repeat?
Yeah, so I think it's been very interesting watching the online discourse as of late about body positivity and maybe the pipeline to recovery and what eating disorders look like in all bodies. But I think something that's really missing in this conversation is the nuance of like reasons, kind of like Shireen was getting into about it being about control, right? And I think a lot of communities of color that struggle with eating disorders come from a very different place than body positivity sometimes, because our family dynamics are very different and we are struggling with control with our families or lots of things. And I think it is just something important and to be mindful that like try to seek out other perspectives in the conversation of eating disorders and things like that and the root of those problems, because I think the body positivity conversation has been, you know, very toxic, very interesting, and very rooted and centered in whiteness and not
exactly
the same experiences. Because not to say that communities of color don't experience issues with, you know, fat phobia and all those things and those tying to eating disorders as well. But I think there are so many more nuanced factors when accumulating to an eating disorder in a community of color than in white spaces. And I would definitely say I've had, you know, friends and people I know in communities of color that, you know, similarly to you, Shireen, that developed them because they just like didn't have control in their lives, more so than they felt like ugly or that they were like
exactly
worried about themselves.
I liked the way I looked. I took so many photos of myself with, like, you know what I mean? Like, it really wasn't about that. I remember feeling so fearless. But I think what you said is really important, the fact that these recovery pages or the body positivity movement is very white centric. And just to be aware of that when you engage in these things or when you're looking at these things is really important, because it's not just that. It's so much deeper. And I don't know. I guess I really want to talk about this stuff openly because I would have wanted someone to talk about it openly. And I still would want someone to talk about it openly, to be honest, just because it's, you feel crazy. And like, I'm saying that in the way I want to say it, like, you feel like you're losing your mind when you're all by yourself and you're doing these things that, like, you have these food rules and you have all these things in your head, these like time frames and everything. And yeah, it rules your life. You have to prepare when you go out and all these things. It doesn't, like, I don't know. I think these honest conversations about things that you think are taboo or that you think are uncomfortable are the most important conversations. And again, I think everyone at some point in their life will struggle with some version of food anxiety or food issue or body dysmorphia. It is like unavoidable in this current society that we're in that doesn't happen. And I think because of that, talking honestly about it is fucking vital. So yeah, again, I already said this before, but that was my two cents. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me ramble. And thank you for being a very good listener. Anna, you're a very good friend.
You hear that, everybody? Just joking. Could you imagine? Of course.
Yeah.
I think it's important. Body issues are forever. Are like, I don't even know. Like, it's almost like, it's also so sensitive because like everyone expects you to have such, like, now more than ever, they're like, love your body, do this, be more positive, be more body. You know, like, and it's so like, I don't know how to just like all of a sudden like, you know, like I can like love my body, but I also don't have to like, I don't know. I there's so much shit around bodies. Like, one, you can't just tell me to love my body. It's not that easy. Two, I can love my body, but I don't need to be like announcing it left and right just so people like respect my opinion on my body. It's just, there's so much like everyone telling you what to do. It really turns me off. I genuinely don't like talking about body stuff anymore, because if I go like, you know, I really struggle with this and I wish I could lose weight, people are like, that's so toxic of you.
They're like, you look so great. Yeah. Like, you're fine. You're like toxic positivity. And it's like,
it's so toxic.
It's like toxic to acknowledge that outwardly, because it might you know, it might like encourage someone else to feel that way too. And it's like, yeah. I am not here to make anyone feel any sort of way. I just want to be able to be open if I feel a certain way about my body. But you can't, because it then encourages other people to also be negative. But you're like, it's not. So you get stuck in this catch 22 of like, I feel like I can't really say anything about my body unless I'm being like positive about it. But I don't always feel that way, you know? Yeah. So I feel like I'm stuck and can't actually be open about how I feel about myself. But when the reality is, I need to talk about it. Exactly. I should be able to be open if something like I'm like struggling with something. I should be able to just talk about it.
Yeah.
Without it being like held against me in a way that I'm either being too much this or being too much that. And it's like, well, I'm human.
Yeah. Because you're right. When you're not able to actually say these things and be heard in the way you want to be heard, you're not able to process them. And then again, it becomes very insular and very much a thing that you're like dealing with by yourself, thinking that you're only by yourself. Yeah. And like, again, feeling like you're out of your mind.
And you don't want to like, I don't know. There was so much around, I remember specifically, and I think we talked about this on the show, like when like Adele lost all that weight and people were being like, stop commenting on it. And I was like, well, I think there's something else to be commented on here. Like, it's not easy to just drop weight. Like, and you actually have to change your whole, like, I don't know what diet she did, and I don't know if it was healthy or not. I don't know what her situation was at all, so I can't even comment on that aspect. I'm more fascinated by the fact that you could even do that mentally. Like, it's such a shit show in your brain, in my experience, that like, then to conceptually be like, I'm going to change my entire body, like the strength of that is pretty wild. But then even that is seen as like a mental illness of like the reason that she felt the need to even do that to begin with. And you're like, there is no way to win about these conversations, because you're just not really allowed to have it without someone being like, I feel like you're trying to actually now push and we should all be losing weight. And it's like, no. It's like little things I get fascinated by of like how you can even like change your, how you think about yourself and how you like move forward to lose weight is more interesting to me, because I'm like, how does one even do anything anymore? Because I'm so like, in my opinion, mind blocked that I'm like, and then you say that and someone's like, wow. And you're like, oh my God, I would never, I love yourself. And then, and then I'm stuck in a hole.
God.
Then I'm stuck in a hole.
The internet and social media is fucking destroying us. Like, this is just not okay. I don't know.
I say this all the time. I can't imagine what it would have been like to be a teenager right now. Like, I
can't imagine being an adolescent or like any kind of preteen child, anything. It is,
Because the kids today look like I do right now. Like 17-year-olds have faces beat to the gods and bodies built by gymnasts, and it's just like absolutely insane. And if I ever had to deal with that, as I have so much empathy for kids right now, because they're chronically online and they don't know how to distinguish reality from fantasy and money and like what access to like clout can do to you and like the things that changes your body. And it's just like, kids don't look like kids anymore. It's just like, ugh.
And there's even more pressure to like make something of yourself at a young age, because we're told that there's like a window of time where you're pretty, or when you're important, or when you're worth looking at, or like this, it's like idea where you're, I'm going to do this and this and this before I'm 18, self-made this, self, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's even, that's why I really hate the 30 under 30 thing. It's just because like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, why, there are so many things that deal with like this pressure to not only stay young forever, but to like think your time is past because you're past a certain age or something. This is a whole other topic.
I will say, I wish there were more characters like Barbie Ferreira, like on Euphoria when I was growing up, because I think she has such an interesting arc to me, in the sense she starts out being like, what the fuck? Then she turns into kind of like this sex symbol and is like feeling herself. And then is all of a sudden back to being like, now I have my doubts and I'm insecure. And I'm like, this is how I felt growing up. I mean, I was never a sex symbol in anywhere. I was never dressing like she was dressing anyway.
I was never on cams.
Like that. But like, I would have moments where I was feeling good, but then I'd go back to, you know, feeling insecure. Like, I was like, this is what I want to see, is like a girl like taking back her own kind of like, oh, fuck you. I'm going to dress more revealing because fuck it. Like, I never felt like I could do any of that, because I never saw like girls who look like me doing that, really. And then, but they weren't they weren't being celebrated like such a character that Barbie Ferreira's character. What's her character's name? Crap. I'm forgetting. Sorry. On Euphoria, you guys know.
I also, why am I blanking on her name?
I'm also
too?
Forgetting her name. Her character. What is it? Euphoria.
I'm counting on Becca to get it.
Becca.
Cat.
There we go.
I'm like,
Cat.
Ferociously Googling.
Yeah, like Cat. Like, I'm like, that's like, I love her character because there is no, she controls the narrative completely. No mm-hmm. one's telling her anything. So she goes like, I'm insecure. I feel a certain way. You know, and yeah. then like it's, I don't know if you guys see the most recent season, like there's a dream sequence where all these like hot bitches like, girl, love yeah. yourself. And you're like, that's what it feels and, like.
Yeah.
And she's like, but yeah. I don't. And I really yeah. like that because I'm like, yeah, that's real. It, to me, that's as real as it gets. Like you're like, people are, everyone's being like, babe, you're gorgeous. And you're like, I feel like a walking pillow. That's the best way I can describe it. I also am wearing yeah. very comfy clothes, but
well, I've been having a lot of, I feel like, dysphoria in my clothes lately for no reason. Mm. Like my body hasn't really changed, but I just like put on anything in my closet. I'm just like, I hate the way everything looks on me right now. But you know, if you were to put that out on the internet, I feel like everyone would be like, no girl, like you got a Kardashian yeah. body. Like you look so good. Like girls wish they had your butt. Like yeah. it's fine. And yeah. I'm like, okay, that doesn't negate that every time I put on a pair of jeans, I actually have a meltdown.
Yeah.
That I am yeah. crying in my bedroom, yeah. looking in the mirror, being like, these jeans do not fit the way I would like them to fit. And it is fucking with my head yeah. right now. I don't care.
Yeah. And it's
yeah. it's also, yeah.
No, I was going to say, like, all I see is, like, my thighs. And yes, we know this yeah. conversation. We're supposed to feel better about ourselves. But this is the reality. You can't always pretend.
Yeah. It's also, I think what gets me mad, even like in personal conversations that I have with people where I'm like kind of venting or being sad, it's like everything is, it's an, like, I'm not fishing for anything. Yeah. I'm not like asking for you to tell me I'm beautiful or tell me I'm lovable or anything. I'm just like, this is just how I feel. Also, I'm not someone that believes words. Like, I'm not like a very whatever person. So your words mean nothing to me. Like, if you're telling me like, oh, you're this. So that's something I really yeah. don't like, but
you're gorgeous.
Yeah,
sure. I'm gorgeous, but I still look trash in these jeans.
Yeah. I mean, it's just not even yeah. look. It's like,
yeah.
feel,
yeah.
you know, it's
I feel that's perfect. It is yeah. not really look because I have my own dysmorphia going on. I don't see yeah. what I should see. I'm seeing what my insecurities are leading me to feel about myself, which is a whole darkness, baby. Gotta love growing up in this society. We live in yeah. a
don't you want to love yourself society.
No, bitch, not that easy. It's too late.
I think a good takeaway, because we're getting to the end, of to leave on a good note, I think being nice to yourself is the most important and very difficult thing to do. Yeah. And the most, like, I don't know, extraordinary thing to do for yourself at any point in time in your life. Now, whatever. Being nice to yourself is a full-time job. I don't like that I put it that way. Fuck jobs and capitalism. Being nice to yourself is your only thing that you should do in your life if you have the ability to be. You know what I mean? Like, I have noticed that pretty recently because I feel like I'm the healthiest the last year. The only positive of 2021, not only, but one of the positives that I really appreciate is that my relationship to food, I don't think has ever been healthier. I'm eating all the things that I restricted to myself before and whatever. And I think a big part of that for me is, like, even though I still call myself a vegan because I really, I identify with the ethics and I only buy vegan things and whatever, if I want to eat something, I will eat it. Like, not dairy, because I will explode. But I did eat my sister's wedding cake, and I had the worst pain in my life. No regrets, though. My point is that...
No regrets.
Not restricting myself and being nice to myself and not shaming myself has been, like, pivotal for me to have a better relationship to myself and with food and, like, anything else. It's because, like... The other day, for example, I was craving tuna salad for some reason. Oh. I can't explain it. I haven't had tuna in years.
Tuna.
And I was just like, yeah, like a tuna salad sandwich.
Do you eat eggs?
That's the other thing. I've been eating eggs when I want to because they're a complete protein. They're fucking easy to get some nutrients in. Especially my friend has a chicken that I'm able to get eggs from. So I like those kind of eggs that are coming from a good place.
Yes, so I was going to say, maybe a good... substitute for tuna is do an egg salad.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because it might hit that craving of like a salad-y type salad.
Yeah, like a mayonnaise-y type
salad. Yeah, you could try and switch it out for when you're craving it. Trick yourself a little.
They have very good vegan mayonnaise options, I will say. Yeah. I love all the vegan substitutes they have nowadays. I feel really lucky because, like, this is so annoying and old sounding. But growing up, they weren't around.
Growing up in my day, you couldn't get yourself a vegan mayo to save your life. That's what it was like back then. But when we were growing up, we were Southern. I will also say, I know, look, it's not a great company because it's owned by Amazon, but Whole Foods does come through with that sort of, like, if you have these stomach issues. Like, I get some IBS on my good days and my bad days. And it really helps when you can actually find, like, certain things that, like, that normal grocery stores don't carry. And I'm so sorry I said that. I know I am canceled for liking Amazon, and I apologize. It's just Whole Foods every once in a while has what I need to eat so I don't poop
myself.
I just
published a book on Amazon. Literally.
Oh my God, Shereen.
The demon.
Basically, Jeff Bezos.
I know.
I saw a tweet that someone said, someone named Kira won't miss rope. Jeff Bezos is really worth $200 billion and ain't Batman or Iron Man yet. That motherfucker is a bum. I don't know why I thought
that's so funny.
That was so true. It's like,
that's very funny.
What are you doing?
Speaking of, I have had a lot of people order the book, so I really appreciate that. If you were one of these people that have ordered it and you're listening, thank you so much. It makes me feel really nice. And the last thing I'll say about this conversation is what I mean by, like, being nice to myself, especially, like, in the current context of this society, everything is so rigid. And again, to the point I was saying before with, like, nothing needing to be labeled, like, whether it's, like, distinguishing eating disorders or sexualities or whatever, or like diets, I think like restricting yourself to be like, I'm this is not healthy. Making your identity anything is not healthy, because that's not...
What about I'm hot as hell?
That's the only thing you should do. But
no,
I mean,
I don't even know if that's healthy. It's like, stop trying to live up to anything. It's pointless.
I mean, that's just like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, like, I'm still comfortable saying I'm vegan, and the fact that I had tuna last week doesn't affect that to me. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not like... And you shouldn't, no one should be so obsessed with this
rule.
You're not
going to get struck by a giant V.
But you know what I mean? It's like, and like, sexuality is the same way or whatever. I'm not trying to put myself in a box in any aspect of my life. And you shouldn't either. I think everyone is so flowy and multidimensional and always growing. And that's the whole point of life, is to grow and self-improve and fucking love yourself. Wow. This episode turned out to be pretty deep. It started really strange and it ended really, really deep.
It ended really dark.
I think I've exhausted everything I've had to say. Do you have anything else?
No, I'm gonna go to Costco. Okay.
I'm really hungry. I can't wait to make, I don't know, tuna salad after this.
You
I'm just
have
kidding.
To go
I don't
to Costco.
I have to go to Costco. I'm too hungry to go to Costco. The thing is, I need to eat first if I do go anywhere today. Not that I've left my apartment today. I haven't. But anyway, I'm going to wrap us out of here. Thank you so much for listening. Again, submit your questions if you have them and leave us a nice review. We'll read it on the episodes that come. This is Ethnically Ambiguous. It's Ethnically Amb, A-M-B on Twitter, and Ethnically Ambig, A-M-B-I-G on Instagram. I'm Shereen, Shirohiro on Instagram, and Shirohiro666 on Twitter.
And I'm at Anna Hosni on Twitter. I'm just trying to get my dog jump on my lap. Come on!
And until next time, do all the things I told you to do. Questions, reviews, you know. Buy my book. I don't know. Bye!
Bye.
Ethnically Ambiguous is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.